What is involved in the healing of a soul? Most of us are accustomed to the idea that we are responsible for some of our actions, but not all of them. For example, we consider ourselves responsible for the good deed that brings our neighbor and us together, or for responding to it positively, but we do not consider ourselves responsible for the argument between us and our neighbor, or for responding to it negatively. Many of us equate being held responsible for our actions with getting caught. For example, we feel that if a clerk gives us too much change, and we take it, our life has been affected only to the extent that we have come into a small and unexpected gain. In fact, each of our acts affects us in far-reaching ways. Every action, thought, and feeling is motivated by an intention, and that intention is a cause that exists as one with an effect. If we participate in the cause, it is not possible for us not to participate in the effect. In this most profound way, we are held responsible for our every action, thought, and feeling, which is to say, for our every intention. We, ourselves, shall partake of the fruit of our every intention. It is, therefore, wise for us to become aware of the many intentions that inform our experience, to sort out which intentions produce which effects, and to choose our intentions according to the effects that we desire to produce.